KJAN Sports.
It is time to look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports in high school basketball last night. Just one game here locally. Class 4A District 2 championship game saw Denison defeat Glenwood 73-63 in girls high school hoops. With that regional title, Denison advances to the state girls basketball championships in Class 4A. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all district teams. Among the area awardees were in Class 1A. The West Central team included Arweva's Emily Danner, CAM's Madison Gettler, Tatum Grubbs of Exira EHK, Paige McAfee of CAM, Macy M. Garten of Exira EHK, Griswold's Brittany Beebe, Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon were all part of the West Central Class 1A All-State team, All-District team. Joe Willem of CAM was named the Coach of the Year. In Class 2A, among the area recipients, Connor Sudman of Trainer and Kayla Chapman of Trainer, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia, Maddie Duncan of Sydney, Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning, and Bailey White of St. Albert were all part of the Southwest All-District team. Class 3A, the Southwest All-District team, included Logan Hughes of Shenandoah, Brielle Baker of Creston, Sophie Walker of Red Oak, Kelsey Fields of Creston, and Brooklyn Bakke of Kemper Catholic all were first-team selections. Class 4A, among the honorees, Alex Moore of Denison, Glenwood's Ellie Scarborough, Lewis Central's Megan Whitty, and Denison's Paige Anderson were all part of the West team, and Adam Mitch of Denison was named as the Coach of the Year. In the big school class, 5A, among those on the West squad, one player from the area, that was Thomas Jefferson's Allison Schubert, was named to the all-district squad. On college basketball, Wyatt Lohouse had 22 points as Northern Iowa easily defeated Missouri State 63-43 last night. Isaiah Brown had 15 points and 6 rebounds for UNI. Spencer Haldeman added 12 points. A.J. Green had 10 points for the visitors. Neither team was able to get much going offensively in the first 20 minutes as Northern Iowa trailed 19-17, heading to the locker room at halftime. But the Panthers came back in the second half to earn that victory as both teams set season lows for scoring in the first half. The Panthers' 17 first-half points were the lowest of the season for the visitors. The 19 points in the first half for the Bears marked the fewest of the season for them. UNI improves to 13-15 on the season. They're 8-7. In Missouri Valley Conference play now with that victory. In top-ranked college basketball, top 25 hoops, top-rated Duke had a night to forget, losing their top player before falling to their arch rival. Zion Williamson suffered a sprained right knee when his Nike shoe blew up in the first half of the Blue Devils' 88-72 loss to number 8 North Carolina at Durham. Williamson grabbed the knee after slipping awkwardly and falling when his left shoe fell apart as he planted on the floor while dribbling near the free throw line. Elsewhere in the top 25, Jeremy Hemsley and Devin Watson scored 15 points each, while San Diego State shut down number 6 Nevada 65-57. Also, the Hoyas surprised number 17 Villanova 85-73, Georgetown the winner. Also last night, there were four players in double figures for Syracuse as they rolled to a 69-49 stifling of number 18 Louisville. Also, an overtime win for Florida 82-77 against number 13 LSU. Also last night, 10th-ranked Michigan State beat Rutgers 71-60, and number 11 Marquette, a 79-69 win over Butler. Well, Kentucky says forward Reed Travis will miss at least 2 weeks after spraining his right knee during the 4th-ranked Wildcats win at Missouri Tuesday. Travis left the game midway through the second half after a teammate accidentally fell into his knee trying for a rebound. The school said in a statement that an MRI on Wednesday confirmed the sprain and added that Travis sustained no other damage. Well, spending nearly the entire day on Tuesday getting to Norman turned out to be no problem for the Iowa State women. The Cyclones scored 31 points in the third quarter to blow the game open in Wednesday's 91-70 win at Oklahoma. Bridget Carlton had 28 points and 10 rebounds to lead Iowa State.
You know, this is a hard travel experience for us, obviously playing a 10:30 game, getting in, having fun to Dallas last night, 3-hour bus ride, but I think our team showed a lot of maturity today. You know, this year is the first year I beat Oklahoma, so being able to do it twice and sweeping them is really awesome.
The Cyclones are now 10-4, tied for second place in the Big 12, and will host top-ranked Baylor on Saturday. A big run to open the third quarter put the game away for the Cyclones.
I mean, the game went from, you know, 11 to 20, it seemed like, instantly. And they had to call two timeouts, and we did a really good job of getting the ball in the right spots, but you know, we kept them out to free throw line a little bit and scored in transition. That was big.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, who says Baylor will provide their ultimate test coming up this weekend. A win over Maryland has put the 10th-ranked Iowa women in the driver's seat for the Big Ten regular season title. The road for Coach Lisa Bluter's team isn't easy, though. The Hawkeyes play the next two games away from home, including tonight's visit to Indiana.
We have a great opportunity right now, but we don't want to stub our toe on an Indiana or Nebraska or Northwestern and lose something that's well within our grasp right now. So we tried to quickly get the focus back on this team and talk about how elite teams perform.
Bluter says the Hawkeyes have a chance to earn a championship and to validate their number 10 national ranking. Well, Chiefs coach Andy Reid moved swiftly to replace longtime defensive coordinator Bob Sutton after his underperforming group allowed Tom Brady and the New England Patriots to run roughshod over them in the AFC title game last month. Reid moved just as swiftly in completing a massive staff overhaul. The first big piece was the hiring of Steve Spagnuolo to serve as coordinator, while the rest of the pieces fell into place this week. Reid issued a statement Tuesday announcing the hiring of four new assistants and new responsibilities for three coaches that were kept in the fold. The biggest coup may be Brendan Daly, who was plucked from the Super Bowl champion Patriots after four seasons in Foxborough to handle the defensive line. Daly worked under Spagnuolo when he was head coach of the Rams, and he also spent time with the Vikings. Perhaps the strangest recruitment came with Matt House, who had been serving as the defensive coordinator at the University of Kentucky. The Chiefs wanted to hire House to handle linebackers, but the SEC school made a strong pitch to keep him in Lexington. Ultimately, the sides were able to work out a deal on House's buyout at Kentucky. The other new assistants are Dave Merritt, who worked under Spagnuolo with the Giants before spending last season as the Cardinals' defensive backs coach, and longtime NFL cornerback Sam Madison, who will help with the secondary in his first full-time coaching job in the league. Madison played three seasons with the Giants, his tenure overlapping with Merritt and Spagnuolo. The rest of the staff will also have new responsibilities. Well, the West Gym in Cedar Falls is sold out for tonight's wrestling duel between 11th-ranked Iowa State and 17th-ranked Northern Iowa. Cyclone coach Kevin Dresser says the Panthers will be motivated.
They get excited wrestling Iowa State and Iowa because, you know, sometimes I think they take a back seat, which they shouldn't, but just in terms of programs, you know, they have great motivation to come out and compete against Iowa and Iowa State, and so we have to recognize that and realize that.
Dresser says it will be an electric atmosphere. UNI has won the last two duels in the series, including 31-7 a year ago.
The Big 12 is much better. Iowa State's much better than they were last year, and we'll look forward to that. We look forward to the place being packed on Thursday night. Should be a hot, loud, rowdy West Gym.
That's Panther coach Doug Schwab. Eight of Iowa State's 10 wrestlers are nationally ranked. UNI has six ranked. Steve Stricker is going to his seventh straight Ryder Cup, this time in his home state of Wisconsin as the American captain. Stricker officially was appointed Ryder Cup captain Wednesday morning in Milwaukee, an hour south of where the Americans will try to win back the Ryder Cup in 2020 at Whistling Straits. Europe already has appointed Padraig Harrington as its captain. Stricker is the first U.S. captain to have never won a major, part of the old formula for picking captains. He won 12 times on the PGA Tour and didn't play in his first Ryder Cup until he was 41 in 2008 at Valhalla, a rare U.S. victory. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.